We cannot ignore the fortunes of the city's football club, so we will get a brief report on the latest two league matches, sadly both losses. Also, a mention of another shaped ball, as Norfolk boy Nick Youngs announces his retirement from international rugby. Then there is the annual beer festival taking place this week, but the on-off closure to traffic of Exchange Street in the city has caused a real furore, so one article on that will suffice. But the story will no doubt rumble on. That and a few other tidbits will round off our last set of news items. Shane Duffy has called on Norwich City's players to take responsibility for their second-half collapse against Leeds United. City squandered a 2-0 lead with 30 minutes to play to continue their alarming slump in form in the Championship following a 3-2 defeat. Individual errors and poor decision-making were to blame for their downfall on Daniel Farke's return to Carrow Road. It marks the third time in as many matches that Norwich have squandered points in the last quarter of the game, having conceded against Swansea, Coventry and Leeds late on. And then, in their second match in 4 days, the atmosphere at Carrow Road began to turn sour as Norwich City lost for the sixth time in 8 games to Middlesbrough. Jonathan Rowe's late consolation meant the scoreline flattered the Canaries, but Michael Carrick's side were good value for their 2-1 win. The defeat means Norwich have now won just 2 games in 10 matches in all competitions and have slipped to 14th in the Championship table. City next travel to the North East to face Sunderland at the Stadium of Light.
Norfolk rugby star Ben Youngs, England's most capped men's player, is to retire from the international game after tomorrow's World Cup third place playoff against Argentina. The scrum half is currently behind Alex Mitchell and Leicester teammate and fellow Norfolk rugby product Jack Van Poortvliet in the pecking order. Rugby's in the blood for the Youngs family. Brother Tom also played for Leicester and England, while their father Nick was also an England scrum half. A former Gresham School pupil, Ben Youngs played locally for Holt and North Walsham.
From Norfolk to Japan, breweries from across the world were represented at Norwich Beer Festival 2023. The annual event kicked off in the halls on Monday afternoon, starting with the trade session, and it runs until Saturday, the October 28th. The event is organised by the Norwich and District Camera Group, and volunteers serve at the various bars. While there are beers from many local breweries, such as Mr. Winter's and Fat Cat in Norwich, this year there are more national offerings.
A group of protesters were met with applause as they rallied against the decision to allow traffic back onto a busy city centre road. The Keep Exchange Street Car Free protest took place in Norwich outside Gerald's department store. It comes after the controversial scheme was scrapped following a U-turn by council leaders. Graham Plant, the County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said the scheme had been too difficult to enforce. Exchange Street had been pedestrianised between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. since 2020. Liam Calvert, a Green Party councillor in Norwich, was at the protest. He said it's really important that decisions in Norwich and Norfolk are made in a fair and democratic manner. Individuals and members of organisations such as the Norfolk Climate Justice Coalition, Friends of the Earth, Extinction Rebellion, Norwich Cycling Campaign and Car Free Norwich gathered on Saturday, October the 21st, to voice their opposition. A survey of members of the public and Exchange Street businesses was also carried out during the protest to gauge opinion.
Dentistry in the Norwich area has been dealt a fresh blow after yet another practice has announced plans to go private. Taverham Dental Health Clinic will cease all NHS treatment for both adults and children from January the 1st, 2024. A letter sent to all patients of the practice claimed rising costs caused by a chronic lack of investment in NHS dentistry by successive governments has left the surgery unable to provide the level of dental care you have come to expect and remain a viable business. All NHS checkup appointments after November the 30th have been cancelled. Instead, adult patients have been offered membership plans ranging from £14 to £42 a month and under 18s at £8.50 a month, with joining fees of £9.50. Stuart Clancy, Conservative County Councillor for Taverham, described the news as a major blow for the area.
Youngsters living in a community near Norwich have the chance to spend half-term playing on new equipment, some of which was designed by the children themselves. Several new pieces of play equipment have been installed near to Spixworth Village Hall and Social Club on Crosswick Lane, as part of a major revamp which has seen much of the old equipment replaced and modernised. Much of the area has been designed by children from the Federation of Spixworth Schools, who had the opportunity to draw the pieces of equipment they would most like to see in the village. There's a zip line, an old but much-loved rocking horse among the new equipment to have gone in as part of the overhaul, which has seen the area closed for months.
New electric buses. The people of Norwich have been given a sneak preview of the new electric buses which will start to hit the city's streets. Five of the new fleet of 70 buses will come into use on Monday, October the 30th, two of which were parked up outside the Forum on Tuesday. There are 11 single-decker and 59 double-decker electric buses on the way, which will save more than 60 tonnes of tailpipe emissions each year. First Bus has invested £22.5 million into the new fleet. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You'll be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with this recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in the postbox. Don't forget that, as we have mentioned earlier, you need not rush. Do leave yourself time to listen to it comfortably. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today, not only organising the recording, but opening the post, dealing with the office work and admin, and copying and sending out the memory sticks to you all. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You'll know that the office is not manned every day, so if there's no reply, don't worry. You'll hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We'll always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, it's goodbye from myself, Tim.
And from Jane. Goodbye.
Goodbye.